Flint, you call it, or whatever you want to.
Yes, sir.
But, No, I wanted to get back to one thing, but just thinking about you, talking about you as a Methodist.
Yes, sir.
And I was Baptist. And you said something about would that interfere with us talking or something to that effect. You know, I believe this. It's some scripture, I can't tell you where it is, some scripture in there where some of Christ's disciples came to Christ and told him to, said so-and-so was down the road casting out devils in his name. And Christ said, if he's not against me, he's for me. And I think that's just all religions. I believe it's good people in all religions, and I think it's bad people in all religions. Or whatever, denominations, or whatever you want to speak of. I'm a firm believer of that. But I believe if we are Christians, we're not perfect. But we're striving all the time to do the right thing. If we're Christians. If I thought I had to be sinless to enter into the heaven, kingdom of heaven, I wouldn't have no hope for to survive. Just through the grace of God, through His graces, that we have a chance to enter into the kingdom of God.
Are you a member of a Baptist church in town?
Yeah. I don't go very much. But I quit. When I got that letter to you and found out that all the Baptist churches give into this cooperative program. Percentage. Generally, most of them 10% or more to the cooperative program into the Southern Baptist. And after I found out that I didn't want none of my money to go to that commission, I didn't feel like it was right. And I still don't feel like it's right. That's been 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer than that, 18 years ago. And I quit giving to the church. I give to the orphan's home or to the home mission or the foreign missions or different things like that. But after I, in other words, if I couldn't go all the way with the church, and I, in other words, I don't, if I wasn't paying for the upkeep of the church, I don't think I had any business voting in it.
How old were you when you, as a young boy, when you...
When I was baptized, so to speak? I think I was right about 14 years old, something like that.
When you...
I've been about 60 years, a little longer, somewhere in that neighborhood.
You were 14 when you...
Yeah, approximately that. May have been a little old, may have been a little young, but that night in that neighborhood, I don't remember.
When you did what? When you?
When I joined the church.
Yeah.
And I was baptized. Yeah. I was baptized in, some people call it Thompson River, but it's a Thompson Creek.
It's not a river?
No. Some people want to call it a river, but it's it had deep holes in it and all different depths in one thing or another. And it begins up here around Woodland, Mississippi, but it gets to be a pretty good, especially when the big rains come one thing or another. It enters into the river, not right down here, but a few miles down there.
Mr. Harvey, what kind of buildings do you got on the farm?
Buildings?
Yeah.
Well, I used to have some cabins, but they've rotted down, and you see the old barn there, it's gone down.
What'd you do in the barn? What'd you keep there?
Well, hay. We had horses and mules in there, back when I used horses and mules.
Yeah.
And first one thing and the other. Kept my big truck in there, my big truck's in there now.
You kept your horses in a...
Stables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have a place where you kept your cows? Any kind of building where they could get in out of the rain?
No, not necessarily. There's very little of that we ever have here in this country.
Where'd you store your corn, the building you stored it in, maybe?
Well, we stored it in the barn. I had a room built out just for that business when we raised corn, but after the tractors and come into line, well, we got out of the mule business and the horse business. And
Did you have a building or maybe a part of the barn where you'd store grain?